Hello, today the church celebrates Friday of the second week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was a keen observer of people and often used everyday images drawn from people's daily lives to talk about the kingdom of God. In today's gospel passage, he observed children at play in the marketplaces. Sometimes the children played joyfully, pretending to play pipes while others danced to the music. Other times their games reflected the sorrows of life, perhaps from having witnessed the death of an elderly family member or a neighbor. Some children sang dirges while others lamented and cried in response. However, some children refused to play at all. They wouldn't dance when the music played nor mourn when the dirges were sung. The unresponsive children reminded Jesus of certain grim and unresponsive adults. They showed no signs of mourning in response to John the Baptist's stern message, nor did they dance in response to Jesus' more cheerful message. They disregarded John, labeling him as possessed, and Jesus as a glutton and a drunkard. Interestingly, Jesus identified his ministry with the piper and the dance. His life and message are good news, the good news of God's love for us. God invites us to align ourselves with the music of Jesus and the music of his Spirit in our lives. We strive to attune ourselves to the Lord's rhythm and melody and let it influence everything we say and do. This is our Advent calling as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus.